In recent weeks, I had the privilege of meeting Minister Lynch while she was in Letterkenny, and we did discuss a lot of mental health issues. And some of the good news that she had for us on some of these visits was that there would be extra cash for the backup of mental health services in the community and staff. And it was tremendous news. But to find out now this morning that that's been cut is an awful blow.
Now, what's being said, we understand, is that Minister Lynch always made it clear that the recruitment of these extra staff would be contingent on the money being available. And the problem appears to be that that money is now going to be necessary to tackle overspending elsewhere. In your view, that's not good enough?
It's not good enough, Donald, because we here in Donegal have always prided ourselves in the fact that mental health was always to the fore. I myself have visited a number of places all over the country and attended conferences. And with the Donegal Mental Health, we're well in front of everything. And we got that assurance that this money was forthcoming for various different councillors and professional practices to be put in place with the extra staff. But I'm just devastated that this is not going to happen now.
As a former professional in this area, something you'll know more than most is that in many cases, early intervention can prevent later lengthy and prolonged hospitalisation and ultimately save money. This seems to be something that isn't really being factored into these decisions.
This is what the good news was, Donald, because it was a new light for us all in mental health. And that's just been cut now in every way. And once you get things into place, prevention is the word that we want to see being carried out. Because if people get into the hospital situation, it's not good. And the prevention, if it's done first with these professionals in place, it can cut out an awful lot of expense down the road.